This is Monitor, and I'm your Sunday afternoon host, Barry Nelson. 3 minutes from now, actor Charlton Heston talks about his recent trip to Vietnam, and he'll give us a first-hand impression of the men involved in the fighting there. For music right now, we have The Shadow of Your Smile by The Jet Set.
Say, this company picnic is fun, eh, miss?
Yeah.
You're in the shipping department, right? Like it?
Yeah.
How come you smoke Chesterfield cane?
How come? Well, about 2 months ago, I was down in New Orleans with Millie, and we were sightseeing, and she said, "Here, have a Chesterfield King. You can't get this kind of taste anyplace else." And I tried one, and she was right. So when I got home, I told Shirley...
Why do Chesterfield people like the taste of their cigarettes so much? Don't ask.
Nobody's got the taste of a Chesterfield King.
One of the biggest stars in Hollywood returned recently from one of the least publicized trips to Vietnam. The trip was arranged by the USO Hollywood Overseas Committee, and the lack of publicity was arranged by the star, Charlton Heston. However, at the end of his two-week tour, he was so impressed with what he'd seen and heard in Vietnam that he consented to an interview with Monitor. Roy Neal of NBC News questioned Charlton Heston.
Mr. Heston, how was it? It was quite an experience. I came back much richer than I went. As I think is often the case, you undertake some project or other, feeling a little pleased with yourself and feeling, well, it's really very nice of me to do this. And then when you get involved in it, you find you're getting a lot more than you're giving. And that was certainly the case in Vietnam, because... I really did nothing whatever. I had no show to do. I don't sing, and I don't dance, and Bob Hope tells jokes better and has prettier girls. I had no jokes, no songs, no dances, no girls.
Well, then, what did you do in Vietnam while visiting the troops?
Well, tried to find places where they never sent shows to avoid comparison. In fact, I spent most of the 2 weeks I was there in the I Corps and Second Corps area, First and Second Corps, which center around Da Nang in the north and Pleiku in the Central Highlands. In the north, I was mostly with the Marines and Navy, and I was able to hit a lot of units. I can't claim that none of them had ever had anybody visiting them, but I did find some out-of-the-way places. I hit... managed to get to 19 units in one day there. Then the next week I moved down to Pleiku, and almost all the time there I was with the Special Forces detachments, which are 12-man teams operating in enormously remote situations, and they certainly are doing an admirable job, as indeed everyone there is.
Well, you know, Mr. Heston, particularly with a top star like yourself, we think in terms of entertaining the troops. It would sound here as if entertainment was the farthest item from your mind.
It wasn't the farthest item from my mind, certainly, but it was simply a commodity I was in no position to offer. I thought of taking along my Moses stick and seeing if I could part the Bay of Da Nang for them. I don't think it would have worked without Mr. DeMille. They seem to be doing surprisingly well on their own, anyway.
So then it was more the association with the men, the opportunity for them to meet you, and in turn for you to meet them.
From my point of view, the latter was by far the most important. As I said, came back with a far more sanguine attitude than I had gone with. I think when I left the States, I shared the misgivings and apprehensions and doubts and questions that I think almost every American shares to some degree or another. And I think the most important thing I learned in Vietnam was the degree of commitment of the men who were there. A great deal has been said about the strength of our military commitment, but I was impressed by the degree of moral commitment is the only word. And I don't mean solely in terms of, you know, throw the aggressor out and get the job done, but the degree to which practically every man in uniform I met is wearing a civilian hat as well as his military hat. This goes from generals on down through 19-year-old PFCs. It's something that somehow the communications media don't seem to have conveyed adequately. And it certainly is not anything like the traditional picture of an army at war, where the whole country's been adequately informed, perhaps too informed, about the degree of military capability we have there and the task that we face in that area. But not many people, I don't think, are aware of the degree to which the men are involved in civil aims in Vietnam. And I don't mean just in terms of broad statements of policy, although I think that can be significant too. I think perhaps it was best summed up by General Walt, who commands all the Marines in Vietnam. Now, the Marines are traditionally our toughest elite corps of no-nonsense soldiers. But I heard General Walt say something that I think would stand very well for our presence in Vietnam or our presence anywhere in the world. He said, we simply have to do more in this country than just kill people. And all the Americans I saw there seemed not only to agree with that, but to be involved in implementing it.
You're on the monitor, Bacon. Well, this is Barry Nelson with Monitor, and it's time for a few lively minutes
with Mike Nichols and Elaine May. Now Elaine May goes shopping, and Mike Nichols waits on her. The result, comedy.
Pardon me. Are you Mr. Grenfell?
Yeah.
I was wondering about your prices. I saw your sign outside, but I'd like to know what the prices are.
Well, lady, I don't know what you read on the sign outside, but I think you're in the wrong, under the wrong impression. This is a tattoo parlor.
Yes, I know.
Well, I don't know. Why would you? What do you want to know my prices for?
Well, I would like, if it's not too expensive, because I don't have too much money, I'd like a tattoo. You have different sizes?
Well, see, they don't come in sizes or anything. I just make any tattoo anybody desires.
Well, but now, don't you have set prices?
No, it depends on the number of what do you want a tattoo for, lady? I don't get it.
Well, now, I feel that's my affair, don't you?
Well, now, what kind of a design? What were you looking? Was it an anchor or a
Well, now, let's see some
girl?
Of your designs. We have some here.
Well, here we have a couple of the... Mm-hmm. These are things a lot of the sailors mm-hmm. get. It's a, here's a plain anchor where we place your initials.
That's cute.
Then there's your various film stars, Sophia Loren.
How much is an anchor?
Well, a small anchor, which usually goes on the back of the hand, is about $9.
And the movie star...
Well, your movie star would go on your chest, and that that runs about $15 to $18.
Oh, wow. Now, I don't think I like any of the ones you mentioned.
Well, you can design, you know, you can design your own tattoo. A lot of the fellas come in and they have...
I'm just so torn between the anchor and the movie star. Two would be awfully expensive, wouldn't it? Do you have Claude Rains?
Claude, well, no, I he's not a standard. Very few of the sailors would ask for Claude Rains, but I could, I'll tell you who I could do, and I think this would suit your personality very nicely, if you don't mind my saying so.
Not at all.
And I'd only need a couple of colors. It only cost about $8.
Oh, who?
Walter Pigeon.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's wonderful. Eight, well, then I can get both. I'll tell you what. Give me Walter Pigeon on the chest, and can I have the anchor on my forearm?
The Tattooed Lady and Mike Nichols are regulars on Monitor Comedy Time each weekend. That was My Love, sung by Petula Clark.
Why be bothered about spots? Spots on clothing, upholstery, carpets, or wallpaper. Just reach for Texeye's K2R, the world's first spot lifter. With K2R, you don't just spread the spot around and leave a ring. You lift the spot clean out.
Wherever you are, reach for K2R and lift that spot clean out. K2R, K2R, K2R.
Reach for K2R Spot Lifter. It never leaves a ring.
That's Lara's theme by the Singing Strings, and those Singing Strings span the continent on NBC Radio. In Fort Wayne, Indiana, we're heard on WKJG, serving the tri-state area of Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. This is Barry Nelson, and I'll be back with more of Monitor.
Monitor, your home away from home on the NBC Radio Network.